Which view is right? Although Couture was confident of her ideas, she thought it would be another decade before the matter was settled. And in any case, the exact number does not affect what she regards as the key point. Building this enormous place up here is really remarkable, she said. I realize that again every time I come back. North and west of Tiwanaku, in what is now southern Peru, was the rival state of Huari, which then ran for almost 1,000 miles along the spine of the Andes. More tightly organized and military-minded than Tiwanaku, the rulers of Huari stamped out cookie-cutter fortresses and stationed them all along their borders. The capital city, called eponymously Huari, was in the heights, near the modern city of Ayacucho. Housing perhaps 70,000 souls, Huari was full of massive temples, gracious courtyards, royal tombs, and apartments up to 6 stories tall. Most of the buildings were sheathed in white plaster, making the city sparkle in the mountain sun. In 1000 AD, at the time of our imaginary overflight, both societies were reeling from a succession of terrible droughts. Perhaps 80 years earlier, dust storms had engulfed the high plains, blackening the glaciers in the peaks above. Ice samples, dug out in the 1990s, suggest the assault. Then came a run of punishing dry spells, many more than a decade in duration, interrupted by gigantic floods. Sediment and tree ring records depict the sequence. The disaster's cause is still in dispute, but some climatologists believe that the Pacific is subject to mega Niño events, murderously strong versions of the well-known El Niño patterns that play havoc with American weather today. Mega Niños occurred every few centuries between 200 and 1600 AD. In 1925 and 1926, a strong El Niño, not a mega Niño, but one that was bigger than usual, blasted Amazonia with so much dry heat that sudden fires killed hundreds, perhaps thousands of people in the forest. Rivers dried up, their bottoms carpeted with dead fish. A mega Niño in the 11th century may well have caused the droughts of those years. But whatever the cause of the climatic upheaval, it severely tested Huari and Tiwanaku society. Here, though, one must be careful. Europe was racked by a little ice age of extreme cold between the 14th and 19th centuries, yet historians rarely attribute the rise and fall of European states in that period to climate change. Fierce winters helped drive the Vikings from Greenland and led to bad harvests that exacerbated social tensions in continental Europe, but few would claim that the little ice age caused the Reformation. Similarly, the mega Niños were but one of many stresses on Andean civilizations at the time, stresses that in their totality neither Huari nor Tiwanaku had the political resources to survive. Soon after 1000 AD, Tiwanaku split into flinders that would not be united for another 4 centuries, when the Inca swept them up. Huari also fell. It was succeeded and perhaps taken over by a state called Chimor, which oversaw an empire that sprawled over central Peru until it too was absorbed by the Inca.